Grace and peace, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Reconcile to God, where our focus is going to be on our reconciliation to our Heavenly Father through His only begotten Son, His Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Savior. The title of our teaching today is, If Ye Love Me, Keep My Commandments. Let us go into the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. This is Jesus Christ speaking to his disciples before his crucifixion. And he says to them, If ye love me, keep my commandments. After his crucifixion and after his resurrection, he gives them the same commandment. And let us go into the book of Matthew 28. Let us start reading from verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always and even to the end of the age. We see here Jesus Christ emphasizing on us as his disciples to obey his commandments. So what is a commandment? A commandment is a divine command. It is also an expression of the will of God and an expression of our love for God. Let us go into the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. I'll be reading from the Amplified. For the true love of God is this, that we habitually keep his commandments and remain focused on his precepts. And his commandments and his precepts are not difficult to obey. Remember, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And that chapter, if we go into verse 4, it says, For everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world, our faith in Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, we are called to love the Most High God. And how we can express, demonstrate that is by obeying his commandments. In truth and in spirit. What is the purpose of the commandment? One, God's protection. Let us go into the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 16. He that keepeth the commandment, keepeth his own soul. Two, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's go into the book of John 14, verse 21. The person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Three, it is also the will of God for us to keep his commandments. So, brothers and sisters, where can we find this commandment? We can find the commandment in the Holy Scriptures. Let us go into the book of 2 Timothy, verse 3. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now that we know where to find the commandment, what should we do? Let's go into the book of Psalm 1. And I'll start from the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So we see we have to delight in the commandments of the Most High God. The commandments are not burdensome. As we've mentioned, they are God's protection, the revelation of Jesus Christ, and the will of God. Let's also go into the book of Joshua 1:8, one of my favorite scriptures. I read, "This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, we see that for us to demonstrate our love for Christ in our heart, we have to obey his commandment. And how do we know this commandment for us to follow? We have to delight in the Holy Scriptures. We have to have a zeal and enthusiasm in learning the Word of God. And we have to meditate day and night. This is a commandment. How are we to know the will of God for us if we are not reading the Holy Scriptures? So, brothers and sisters, I pray that the word that we have received today has fallen on good ground and that it yields the fruit of obedience in you. Brothers and sisters, one might ask, what is the benefit of me obeying this commandment, keeping this commandment? Let's go into the book of Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So what have we been learning about loving God, obeying his commandments? So we see a benefit is that all things work together for good. But I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to take you back into the Old Testament. Let's go into the book of Psalm 1. Let's go into verse 3. And let's start from verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Brothers and sisters, this revelation should not surprise you. Jesus Christ already told us, if we love him, the Father will abide in us, the Son will abide in us, the Holy Spirit will abide in us. And when we have the love of God upon our lives, let's go into Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Brothers and sisters, there's still one more. Let's go into the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and let's go back into verse 8. It says, "This book of law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Brothers and sisters, let us trust in the Lord our God. Let us lean not in our own understanding. And in all our ways, let us acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. There's no way God will direct our path without it resulting to prosperity and success. And that is not just in material things, but most importantly, in our seeking the kingdom of God, in our seeking righteousness, and also in us being good and faithful servants, serving the Most High God in truth and in spirit. So, brothers and sisters, we've laid the foundation of the understanding of the commandments. We know where to find the commandments. We now understand the purpose. And now we are ready to delve into this particular commandment. Let us go into the book of Matthew 22. And let's start reading from verse 34 to 40. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and prophets." Brothers and sisters, I'll leave us with this. And next time, we'll go into the Ten Commandments. But we see here, the greatest commandment is love. And the first is to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. Meaning we are dedicated to God, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And the second is for us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Brothers and sisters, my prayer is that we will obey the Most High God and love Him and love our neighbors as ourselves. This is Reconciled to God. Till we meet again. Bye for now.